a yard full of overgrown weeds. Chelsea's car is parked there, and so is Rip's jacked up 4x4. I'm about to step out of the car when my phone buzzes again. I go cold, thinking it's a message from Chelsea. Worst-case scenarios roll through my head. I imagine Rip sending something from Chelsea's phone, a photo of her dead body lying in the mud on the bank of the Rio Grande. But when I grab my phone, there's no message. I hear the buzzing again and realize the call is coming from my other phone, my personal cell with a number that only my friends and family have. There's an incoming call from Anne, my ex-wife. When she calls, I usually drop whatever I'm doing to answer. True, she's not my wife anymore, but the two of us are still close friends. This time, Anne's going to have to wait. I step out of the car and take a deep breath, inhaling South Texas air as humid as a greenhouse. I unbuckle the strap on my hip holster, freeing my Sig Sauer for quick access, and approach the front door. I hear Chelsea crying inside. I try to see through the front window, but the house is too dark and the sunlight outside is too bright.
Come on in, Ranger,
a voice calls from inside.
But keep those hands where I can see them, or I'm gonna blow this lying bitch's brains out.
Chapter 2. I open the door and step inside. The room is dark